This is Live Bet Saturday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
It is Live Bet Saturday. Mark Melusis and Jeff Schwartz with you. We're following along here. Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals. The Pacers lead the Knicks 43-42 at the 4:35 mark of the second quarter, first half. So the game was not called tight early on, and now the fouls are starting to rack up. Aaron Nesmith with three fouls so far, and he's on the bench right now for the Indiana Pacers. He has been a plus defender for Rick Carlisle, so that's something to monitor here moving forward, Jeff. There's no question about it.
Yeah.
Jalen Brunson got his extended break. He's got 8 points on the night. OG Anunoby is pacing the Knicks. He's got 10, 5 of 7 from the floor. So OG coming through offensively. Karl Anthony Towns, he's only got one personal foul, but he's got 6 points. The Pacers right now leading the Knicks 45-42.
Yeah. You're a little ahead of me right now. Pacers, we keep repeating ourselves, I feel like, but this is the pace that the Pacers, I think, want to play at. I wish they kept it, less physical. Kept it, calling it the way they have, but both teams in the bonus now, 4 minutes left. We joked about whether or not I get to that Indiana team total of 54.5. And it feels like I probably would have had a good chance at it. I didn't play it, but they got 45 now with 4 minutes left and they're in the bonus. So if you had any sort of live wager on an over for the first half or any of these team totals, you probably feel good about getting there with both teams being the bonus and the fouls just picking up considerably right now between both teams.
Yeah, 47-42. The Pacers right now are a 5.5-point favorite for the game, -265 on the money line. The Knicks are +200. If you think, yeah. And the Knicks are this game is where the Knicks really want it. And the total in the game is down to 216.5, and it was at 222.5 when this game got going. Pace of play is favoring the Knicks as this game goes along. Now, maybe Indiana. We do know this, Jeff. When you look at it at the base of it, Indiana. The Knicks can't win an Indiana game when they're going up and down the court. We'll find out. We might find out tonight whether or not the Pacers can win a Knicks game with the way the tempo's going here.
So, they just blitz Cat, but watching Cat play, Karl Anthony Towns, for those who don't know his abbreviation, I mean, what's he, 6'11"? How tall is he?
Yeah, about 6'11". Yeah, he's about 6'11".
They guard him with, dudes that are 6'6". Like, just put your back into him and put your butt into him and drive him to that. Like, he just tried that on Haliburton. They ran Siakam at him and doubled him, and he got rid of the ball and ended up getting, I think OG ended up getting fouled off a rebound or something here. But, just go be big. Like, be big. Just go, take it. Go take the game. And so OG now at the line, though, he's playing well, man. Like, we talked about this beforehand, right? Like, who's the Knicks guy who is sort of not out of nowhere, but that guy got us 22 points and we won the game because he got us 22 points. It feels like that guy's OG right now, doesn't it, Mark?
Yeah, OG's been great. He's at the free throw line, 3:02 mark. There is a timeout on the floor. The Knicks are down 5. The Pacers up 5 with 3:02 to go. If you're taking a look in terms of the trends of the game, Jeff, the Pacers are shooting 48% from the floor. The Knicks are shooting 43% from the floor. The Pacers of 7 of 13 from behind the arc. They're hitting 53% of the shots from three-point land. The Knicks are shooting 27%. See, those are one of those things that if you watch enough NBA games, Jeff, and you and I both do, right? And you're taking this one in and you're looking to live bet this game. You're looking at it and you're saying, well, pace of play is favor the Knicks. There's no way Indiana is going to continue to go out there and hit 54% of their threes here moving forward. They're playing with fire here. The closer, the game that this get, the further it goes along, you don't want an official, obviously, or the whistle to come into effect. The Knicks have got Jalen Brunson. So if they're not able to create a little bit of a gap here, it continues to favor the Knicks. And I just don't think the Indiana Pacers, even as good of a shooting team as they are, even though they're at their home, that they're going to continue to go out there and shoot 54% from three.
Probably not, especially because it's some of the other guys that are shooting so well so far, right? Nembhard is 0-2, and Haliburton's 1-3. So you have Turner with one already. Obi Toppin's got one already. Thomas Bryant has one already. There's a coach's challenge right now. I think this is going to end up being...
Yeah, because...
Is it a clean block? I can't tell. There's one angle looks clean, one angle doesn't.
No, look below. No, it's the fact that OG led with his knee and needs Siakam in the groin.
So they're going to call this on OG?
They could call this on OG Anunoby.
Okay.
Because of that.
Can I give my rant on these reviews? So
let's hear it. You got a rant I want to hear.
Well, the NFL was the first to do the review process, right? They're the first sport, I believe, to do reviews. And the way the NFL phrased it, I think it's the way everywhere it is now, is there has to be, right, irrefutable video evidence to change the call on the field. Right on the court in baseball, whatever it is, on the ball field. And they just don't use that anymore as a guide to changing things or not on a play that's being challenged. Secondly, it's supposed to fix egregious errors, right? I don't think they use it to fix egregious errors. Now, this is a coach's challenge. It's a little bit different. Now, they did not overturn this call, so it was unsuccessful, which I think is the right way to do. There's not enough information via video to change the call. The call on the court, on the field, on the diamond is the one that's supposed to stand above, and you have to find evidence, indisputable, clear evidence, to change a call on the field, and they never do that. They don't use that standard anymore, Mark. They just make it up as they go, and they try. And, like, for me, I don't like that officials have a point of emphasis. I think they should just call the game as they see it. Now, if you want to go into a week and you say, look, man, it's been really physical, we got to cut it back a little bit, or vice versa, it's been too loose. I get that. Okay. I understand that the referees in the league talk about how they should officiate things and whatnot, but I don't like points of emphasis. I think that it in the mind of the official, it's let's find a flagrant foul. Let's find this. And I just don't like that about this entire process. So that's my little review rant a little bit right there. But they did not, was not a successful challenge. It's now a 49-44. Knicks are trailing.
Yeah, 49-44. Knicks are trailing. I'm a little bit ahead of you. The three Pacers pointer right by now leading Bridges. The Knicks.
Oh,
yeah, give 51-48 with a minute 36 to go in the second quarter. Yeah. Will it be interesting to see which team closes this one out more favorably here to close out the first half.
Yeah, they're now at the Knicks, the Pacers pace a little bit more, I think. So
they we'll are. How this and you thought here, about taking Indiana, Jeff? You thought about taking Indiana at 54.5 for the first half, correct?
Yeah, I did. I ended up taking the Knicks plus 5.5 for the first half. So, Indiana's opened the pace up a little bit. I just wasn't sure the score. I just wasn't sure about the scoring. Like, if sometimes it's just not your night. And that could certainly be it felt like the case early for Indiana. They just got an offensive rebound, passed it back. Yeah, I mean, they're just not shooting as well, right? As they have to start the game. And I don't know, we'll see. Knicks up, Knicks down, excuse me, Knicks down three right now, minute 30 left in the half.
Yeah, Knicks are down three. Well, right now it's a 51-50 game with a minute to go in the opening half. Yeah, Brunson just hit a shot. So there you have it. So the Knicks with a minute to go, 51-50. When you're looking at the total for the game sitting right now at 3.5, Indiana's favored. And the total in the game is down to 217.5, Jeff.
Yeah, this is just a grinder game, man. It's just a grind, which, look, I mean, some games are like this. They're not going to be aesthetically pleasing. I'm really curious, halftime adjustments that are made. You know, how do the Pacers find a way to not get Haliburton to be trapped when he crosses half court? Part of that is if the Knicks miss a shot, the Pacers seem to be picking up the pace a little bit more. They're running guys out. They're leaking guys down the court. Haliburton had a long full court pass to Siakam for a dunk a few minutes ago. They're trying to find ways, I think, to generate some of that offense, a little more offense off Nick misses, which seems to help the pace of play for the Pacers. How do the Knicks, I think, navigate Brunson? Mark, do you think he's 100%, but he looks a little tired tonight? No,
Yeah, I think they've been really physical with them. I don't think there's any doubt about it. They've been really physical. This summer, go all in at Circa Las Vegas with the ultimate getaway package, just $400 all in. You'll get a two-night stay at Circa, $100 dining credit, $100 beverage credit, and your very own day bed at Stadium Swim where the party never stops, all for just $400, resorts fees and taxes included. This limited-time offer is valid for stays until September 4th. Don't miss out. Lock in your all-in summer package now at Circa LasVegas.com. That's CircaLasVegas.com. Mark Melusis, Jeff Schwartz with you. It is Live Bet Saturday. We're following along here. Game six of the Eastern Conference Finals as the Knicks are trailing 56-52 with 25 seconds to go, 29 seconds to go in the opening half.
Kickball there. By the way, shout out to Circa quickly. My wife just went to Las Vegas and stayed at Circa. And Mike Palm and Derek, they did a great job of hooking her up. And she's not a sports gambler, by the way. She went to EDC, which is another whole different story. But she loved it at Circa. She had a great time. So good place to be. I'll give it a shout out there. An unpaid endorsement, but I will give a shout because they hooked her up nicely. They treated her well, and she had nothing but great things to say about being there.
Yeah, no, Circa's awesome, and that's a tremendous thing to take advantage of. Think about everything you get for just $400. There's no question about it. And we've got a big game six of the Eastern Conference Finals between the Pacers and the Knicks as we're coming down toward the tail end of the half, and we are at the half, and the Pacers are leading the New York Knicks at the half 58-54. We'll continue to break it down. He's Jeff Schwartz. I'm Mark Melusis. It's an action-packed Saturday. You got a little bit of baseball, a lot of basketball, as maybe Indiana punches their tickets to the NBA Finals. Maybe the Knicks force a Game 7 Monday night back in Madison Square Garden. It's Live Bet Saturday right here on VSiN.
This is Live Bet Saturday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Mark Melusis, Jeff Schwartz with you, Live Bet Saturday right here on VSiN. Game 6, Eastern Conference Finals, all NBA, hitting the association. Knicks and Pacers. Knicks trailing the series 3-2. Indiana leading at the half, 58-54. Let's walk aboard right now. Sam Chowdhury, betting analyst for FTN Network, joins the program. Hey, Sam, Mark and Jeff with you. Thanks for the time tonight.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me on.
So, thoughts so far in the first half? It felt like for the first, I don't know, like 18 minutes, it was the Knicks pace. The last 4 minutes ended up being the Pacers pace. How would you sort of break down the first half of this game?
Yeah, definitely. The Knicks came out hot, and it looked like, I mean, they're playing for their lives right now, and it definitely looked like it coming out. And we did sort of see it go back, swing sort of in Indiana's favor. And I think a lot of that has to do with Jalen Brunson. We saw sort of a different rotation in the second half. We saw a lot more. I mean, Delon Wright and Landry Shamet, the last couple games, they have been getting more minutes. But I felt like it was an unusual rotation for Brunson in the second half. He was sitting out for almost the entire half of the second quarter. And you guys were talking about it before I jumped on. He just doesn't look right. He looked great in the beginning, and then he sort of slowed down. I'd say sort of the opposite on Indiana's side. You know, Haliburton was doing other things besides scoring, but, I mean, he couldn't get a bucket in the first quarter. Started to turn it on in the second quarter, and I think that really has to do with Indiana's run. We know this team goes as Haliburton goes, so I think him starting to get his shot in the second quarter really helped out a lot. And I think Mikal Bridges and OG Anunoby, they're playing pretty well right now, and I think that's the only reason this game's close, because they can get ugly if Brunson really is hampered. And we saw Karl Anthony Towns sort of pick up that or get fouled on that play, and it didn't look like too hard of a foul, but we know that he was already dealing with the knee injury coming into last game. So if he slows down, I think we're going to see a lot more Bridges and Anunoby, and I think they're going to need those two wings to keep this game competitive.
When you look at it with the Pacers having a 4-point lead, Sam, at the half, if you want to bet it right now, it's the Pacers are a 5.5-point favorite. The total in the game is sitting at 221.5. Anything hit you there, side or total, whether it be Knicks plus the points, Pacers minus the points, or the total?
Yeah, I do like the Knicks getting plus 5.5. Again, they're playing for their lives right now. Obviously, both teams want to win, but again, I think we are going to see a more aggressive second half from Jalen Brunson, like we saw more in the first quarter. You know, if he is dealing with something, I think he's still going to go all out in the second half. And Towns, I mean, he did get sort of banged up, but he got back in. It was an unusually quiet first half. So if we can get either one of Brunson or Towns to find their shot, and if both of them go, even better. So I do like the Knicks still keeping it close, because, I mean, it's desperation mode at this point.
Is this going to be a game you think that sort of stays under because of the grind of what we're going to see in the fourth quarter? I feel like this fourth quarter is going to just like come to it. I mean, the officiating may or may not determine foul shots at the end, but just it does feel like this is going to be the fourth quarter, maybe a live under at some point as this becomes a 24-second every time down the court possession.
Yeah, I do think, I mean, this game has been ugly from start to finish, and I think it's going to sort of carry over into the second half. And honestly, I think the Knicks probably want that. We know that they sort of like to muck up the game, slow down the pace, and I think it would help just slowing down the game, especially slowing down Indiana's offense. So I honestly think it's kind of correlated for the Knicks to cover and taking the under there, just locked down on defense. So yeah, I do like that. And I think jumping on it live would be I would like to jump on it live too, because I could see that both teams coming out of the half, coming out fast out of the half and sort of get uglier in the fourth quarter. So I think a live under would be nice there. But right now I do like the Knicks getting the 5.5.
Sam, what did you play pregame before this game got going?
I was on Pascal Siakam under 10.5 rebounds and assists. It's sort of a line that it sort of hovers back and forth between 9.5 and 10.5. And as soon as he hits the over, he got 11 last game. It's just an auto click on the 10.5. I always like to stay away from his points because, I mean, he's having a great night scoring. So, but as far as his rebound rate, it's been down across the board. Really, since the start of the postseason, he's only averaging 5.8 rebounds per game, 3.3 assists, and it's been even worse against the Knicks. So that's looking pretty good right now. He has 2 boards and 2 assists. So no matter what line you got, you got to be feeling pretty good about that. He is going to smash his points, though. So
right now for live points, Brunson has 10. His number is 26.5. We've seen the last couple of games, the fourth quarter scoring has gone way down. He took a very big break between the end of the first quarter and second quarter today, which I don't think I've seen before. 3 minutes left in the first quarter, then come back to 8 minutes or 7 minutes left in the first half. Is a situation where you just take us under, or are we going to have a Brunson, you know, over 17 points the second half?
Honestly, I think that line sort of a stay away for me. Pretty much exactly what you said. It was just an odd rotation in the first half, and he could be dealing with something. I think that's probably the most likely outcome, that he is sort of banged up. It's like we saw more Dalen Wright and Landry Shamet there. But in the second half, again, these guys are playing for their lives. So if he can go, if he has a pulse, you know, Thibs is going to keep him out there as long as he says go. And I don't think Brunson is going to want to come out. But I can't really make anything of it because he just doesn't look great. But I do think there is a chance that he's just going to play the entire second half. So I would be kind of scared to take the under. So it's more of just a stay away on Brunson's line there.
Maybe this becomes the OG Anunoby game, who led the Knicks in the first half with 14 points as they trail the Indiana Pacers by 4, 58-54 at the half. We're talking a little NBA basketball. Sam Chowdhury joining us here on Live Bet Saturday on VSiN. What about, is there anything from a player point or prop perspective that you want to try and take advantage of half number two?
Yeah, those are the two guys that I want to take advantage of is OG and Bridges right now. We see Bridges, I mean, he only has 5 field goal attempts, really efficient 4 of 5. OG Anunoby, 6 of 9. We know the type of player OG Anunoby is. You can tell when he's hot. And when he comes out slow, he's just not going to score, and it carries over in the second half. So if I do think Towns and Brunson are both banged up, even if they're not finding their shots, and I think they're going to have to find offense elsewhere. And I think it is going to be more Bridges and Anunoby. So they're the two guys that are back right now on points.
The other one I want to bring your attention quickly here. So Haliburton has 6 assists. His over right now is 11.5. He's very active right now, getting the ball into hands of guys. And, you know, they're at home. They're making more shots than we've seen in previous games. I think the number pregame was 9.5. So you're paying a little bit of a tax here. Maybe it was 10.5. Is it worth playing a little Haliburton here over 11.5 assists?
Yeah, I think it's fine sprinkling it, sprinkling on 11.5. Yeah, it was about 9.5, 10.5, depending on what book you look. So maybe you are losing a little bit of value, but I think that's a pretty reasonable play. I mean, at 6, he has to get 5 more. So, yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, I also, I'll give you one that I kind of get your thoughts, Sam, on is Haliburton over points. He's sitting at 8. The total's sitting at 19.5, depending on which side you like, right? And, you know, you like the Knicks plus the 5.5. I like the Knicks plus the 4 before the start of the game. But if this game, if Indiana offensively is going to continue to be what they are, well, Haliburton, who had an awful opening quarter, has got to go out there and continue. He's the head of the snake, as a lot of people talk about. He's going to have to make an impact offensively. He's sitting there with 8. His total for the game is sitting at 19.5. Don't you think he gets over?
Yeah, I mean, he scored all 8 of his points in the second quarter alone, so I would imagine that would carry over. I think it would just more of just a slow start in the first quarter. And it was more just him not really being aggressive and taking a shot. I do think that second quarter was a big boost for his confidence. And I think we're going to see more of the same coming out of the half. So I do like the points. And you are getting a bit of value there. His initial line was 20.5 to 21.5. So I always like getting those lines when you get the better value, just with the sluggish first quarter. So, yeah, I think I like the points a little bit more than the assists.
Sam Chowdhury.
Sorry, quickly, about 45 seconds. Which team is a better matchup or has a better chance to just not hold off OKC a little bit?
I'm going to say New York, just because I think they can make the series a lot more uglier. I think Indiana is just going to be too reliant on the offense. And we know this is a historically good OKC defense. So I think when their offense slows down, there's just not going to be much more room to maneuver for Indiana. Knicks, on the other hand, let's be honest, I think OKC is going to smack both of these teams. But I think Knicks can sort of make this an ugly series and just sort of up the variance, which when you up the variance, you know, anything can happen in any given game. So I think the Knicks would be a slightly better matchup. Again, just because I think they can make the series a little bit uglier.
Sam Chowdhury, a betting analyst for FTN Network. Sam, thanks a lot for the time. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on.
Thank you, buddy.
Smarter bets start with VSiN Pro, and now it's the time to join. Today is the final day to lock in 14 months for just $199. 2 extra months free when you use promo code PRO at checkout. Daily email with best bets from VSiN hosts and guests. This offer expires today, so don't miss out. Go to VSiN.com/subscribe and use promo code PRO to sign up now. That's VSIN.com/subscribe. He's Jeff Schwartz. I'm Mark Melusis. It's Live Bet Saturday right here on VSiN.
This is Live Bet Saturday on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Mark Melusis, Jeff Schwartz with you right here on VSiN. It is Live Bet Saturday, and the NBA playoffs are heating up. VSiN is breaking it all down from series odds to matchup breakdowns. You'll find out more of our NBA playoff coverage right on the VSiN Watch app. That's the VSiN Watch app. And right now, the Indiana Pacers are up by 10 over the New York Knicks. They've jumped out with a 6-0 run here to start the third quarter, 64-54. The Indiana Pacers are leading.
Yeah, I mean, this is, I think, a push now by the Pacers starters, who, you know, outside of Siakam, haven't been great, to make a push now to sort of take this from the Knicks. You know, it was a foul, so cat to the line. He missed both foul shots, I believe. Crowd's going wild right now. Indiana, I think, Mark, we've seen count the last four minutes of the first half. First 2 minutes out of the second half, they're playing at their pace now. Like the ball is going up and down the court. They're pushing the ball. They're finding guys in transition for open threes. Nesmith just hit another three. This is definitely at the pace. I mean, what is Cat doing? I don't know if you're ahead of me. I mean,
you're ahead of me.
Basketball right now.
You're ahead of me. I have no idea. You're ahead of me. I don't know what Cat's doing. I don't know what he's doing.
No, Brunson was open on like Brunson was cutting like this cat closes his eyes.
I'm sorry. It's a this is I'm a Knick fan. We talked about it. I'm a Knick fan. Like this is tough to watch. This really is. I mean, it's tough to watch. I don't know what's going on. The Knicks, you know, the start of the third quarter, we talked about it, a brick by OG Anunoby, rebound by Mitchell Robinson, but it's now a 12-point lead for the Indiana Pacers, Jeff, over the New York Knicks, if you're looking at the live betting line. But as a Knick fan, this is what you didn't want to have happen, right? It was a 4-point game at the half. The Pacers start the third quarter on an 8-0 run. They're now up 12 in the early part of the third quarter. Miles Turner's going on the bench for the Indiana Pacers. This is not the start that you wanted for the third quarter for the New York Knicks. Number one, takes the pressure off the Indiana Pacers. Number two, gets the crowd right back into it.
Yeah, Siakam just got an and one too. So 12-point game now. This is like the exact worst second half start you could have. I mean, look, the Knicks have made comebacks. I get it. But I mean, this you just don't want to be the team that has to continue to have 20-point comebacks, you know, like to win games. So it's 66-54. Siakam at the line for and one. Timeout here by the Knicks. Quickly, Mark, since we have a little bit of a break in the action here. 14-1 Dodgers, bottom six, zero outs. So we hit the over already. We said over 16.5 after four innings. What is the current total for this game? It's 14-1, bottom six. The Dodgers have taken out Ohtani. Hernandez is out already. Hernandez's backup is out as well. So they're moving people around. They're giving guys a little bit of a night off here. What do you think the total is?
I'm going to say 19.5.
Okay, I'm going to pull it up right here for you. 18.5.
18.5, off by a run.
I mean, but there's no outs bottom six.
Like, what an embarrassing. You think about this. Like, you're Fox. You have a nationally televised game. It's Dodgers, Yankees. It's a Saturday night. Unfortunately, you're going up against game six of Knicks, Pacers, you know, Eastern Conference Finals in the NBA. And this game got going at 7:15. By 7:40, the game was over. I mean, by 7:40, maybe 7:45, the game, Jeff, for all intents and purposes, the game was over. I mean, unless you just are, you're crazy. You're just like watching pain. You're a Yankee fan. If you're a Dodger fan, you have it in the background. You're having a little dinner. Maybe you're having a libation, whatever you might be, enjoying your Saturday as the Dodgers are basically kicking the Yankees' rear end. And it just shows you, here's the other thing it shows you, the differentiation between the National League and the American League. That's the other thing that it shows you as well.
Yeah.
The Dodgers with a comeback victory last night and today, they didn't just beat the Yankees. They embarrassed them.
Yeah. Have you been to Dodger Stadium before?
I have when I was a kid. It's great. Okay. I love it. So I loved it. It was amazing.
Look, Dodger Stadium is famously known for fans arriving late and leaving early. Okay. Imagine if you were a little bit late tonight. It's a Saturday. It's 4 o'clock. Downtown LA, the traffic's not going to be great. You know, like you might be a little bit late. It's okay. It's a nice day. You start the day on the beach and you come in to go east to Los Angeles and you show up and it's already 10-0. Like it would be that would not be. I mean, imagine being a Yankees fan. You're the Yankees are in town. You know, I don't think they come to LA every year. And then you're watching Knick game on your phone like this. You're watching your Knick game like this. And then in the Uber, you show up and it's 10-0 already. And the Knicks are tipping off. Like it's, of course, you would like more competitive games. But just in this specific situation with the way the fans arrive often late to Dodger games, the game was over immediately. Dodgers scored six in the first inning, I think. Four in the first inning, six in the second inning. Took a two-inning break. Scored four again in the fifth inning on a Freeman double, and Muncy hit a three-run home run. So it's now 14-1. Bases loaded, one out. You want to hop on the 18.5? An opportunity to do so right now.
I mean, they might score 20 tonight. They really might. The other baseball game going on right now, the Minnesota Twins continue to lead the Seattle Mariners 3-2, bottom of the sixth inning. The Twins are a -400 favorite, 4-1 favorite. The Seattle Mariners, if you think they're coming back, +285. The total in the game has come all the way down to 7.5. And we've got two games going on later on tonight. The Pirates in San Diego taking on the Padres. San Diego is a -240 favorite. Total in that game is 7.5. And the Nationals and the Arizona Diamondbacks out in the land of the desert. The Arizona Diamondbacks are a -188 favorite. And the total in the game is sitting at 9.5, Jeff. But right now in the Eastern Conference Finals, the Pacers lead the Knicks 67-58. So a little burst by the New York Knicks to get them within 9 at the 9:06 mark of the third quarter. The Indiana Pacers were favored in this game going into it by 4. The total in the game was set at 222.5. The Indiana Pacers right now are an 8.5-point favorite as they're back up to an 11-point lead, and the total in the game is sitting at 223.5.
The first half, you were behind me. Now the second half, you're ahead of me. I'm very confused on how that happens, buddy. You're like a minute and a half ahead of me now, which is insane.
I'm not ahead of you on TV. I'm ahead of you on an app.
Gamecast. Yeah, so I'm not correct. Looking at the app on purpose. So because the app is way ahead of streaming, you know, streaming television. So I'm not looking at the app on purpose. So I could just watch the game. So that makes sense. Okay, Siakam now has got to be over 20 points. I mean, he has had a great game. This is, you know, we had Brad on earlier. It was like, look, Siakam's 24 points so far for Siakam, 8 this quarter. He's been a difference maker. He's been incredible in this game. And was it game 2, right? Nearly 40 points. Ooh, Brunson with a big 3. Well, this could be a fun game down the stretch. Oh, man, this is going to be awesome. I love it.
Yeah, if Siakam's got 24 points on the night. Aaron Nesmith with 8. He was riddled with foul trouble in the first half with 3 fouls. Miles Turner's got 4 fouls for the Indiana Pacers. He's got 9 points on the night. Nembhard with 4 and and Tyrese Halliburton with 8 points. For the New York Knicks, Jalen Brunson with 13. OG Anunoby with 14. Bridges with 13. Karl Anthony Towns with just 8. And Mitchell Robinson with 8 points. But he'll take anything he gives you offensively as an added bonus. He's got 8 boards, and he set a new franchise record for the Knicks with 5 offensive rebounds in the first half, in the first quarter, I should say.
Yeah.
Which was impressive.
Yeah. Is Cat okay? Is he okay? Like I
missed that play. What just happened?
Offensive foul. He's just like,
oh yeah, that's an odd, and it was also a travel.
Yeah,
it was also a travel. Like Karl Anthony Towns, I said this the other day, Jeff, and you know, and I grew up in the era with, you know, Patrick and all that, right? So Karl Anthony Towns and Patrick Ewing had 2 terrible knees, right? Towns for a guy his age, and I understand not everyone's nimble, sitting at 6'11". He runs up the court like he's got 2 injury ravaged knees. Like he runs up the court like Patrick used to run up the court at times. Now it's crazy. And he is, when he's trying to drive to the lane, I don't know how it's not an offensive foul each and every time.
I think you just get to a point where the officials just stop calling it, right? They just like, it's one of those things in the NFL, you know, like you have these aggressive defenses and you just say like, okay, call me for pass interference every time. Just do it. They don't, right? Like, I think that's what happens in all sports where you play a certain way. You might get a call against you here and there, but they can't call against you the entire game. It feels like what happens a lot in all sports, but you know, in the NBA is another 3-pointer for the Pacers now, 12-point game. Pacers have 22 points off 12 Knicks turnovers. So I would say that's not great for your Knicks here, buddy.
No. Thanks, Jeff. I appreciate that. Can I be the shoulder? Can you be the shoulder I could cry on later on? I mean, that was like salt in the wounds right there.
We have time for a story about when I was doing radio during a Chiefs playoff game and how poorly it went for me. I'll share that story with you next.
Saturday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Yeah. It is Live Bet Saturday. Mark Melusis and Jeff Schwartz alongside with you as we're following along of Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals. What was a 15-point lead is now down to 8 for the Indiana Pacers. 78-70 in the third quarter, 5:46 mark of the third quarter. So the Knicks have cut into that 15-point lead, only down 8, withstood a big Indiana run. And so now it's only a 10-point now it's only an 8-point game when you look at it. All right, Jeff, you teased it going into break. Story time with Jeff Schwartz on a Saturday. I want to hear.
Okay. So I am, like you, I'm a passionate sports fan for the teams that I root for. And sometimes you have to do radio during that time, right? So my brother was on the Chiefs, for those who might have missed that, have never met me before. He won a Super Bowl with the first Chiefs team in 2019. And they're in a playoff game against the Tennessee Titans after 2017 season. So it's January 6th, 2018. I'm doing radio. Now, I'm in your chair. I'm hosting the radio show, okay? And I said to the producer beforehand, like, can I react emotionally if things are happening during the game that are emotional? I'm like, yeah, like just be yourself. So if you recall, that was the game. The Chiefs were up in that game 21-3 at halftime. And then the Titans won 22-21. And part of that game included a Marcus Mariota self-touchdown where he threw the ball. It got tipped in the air. He caught it and scored a touchdown. The sounds coming from my mouth, Mark, during that play were of a grown man seeing the game slip away from his team. And so I've been here before, buddy. I've watched my team lose a game they shouldn't lose while on live radio for 3 hours. So I feel your pain having to do this with me during this game.
Yeah, this is a tough one. I got to be perfectly honest with you. Watching a Nick playoff game, you know, and I've, you know, I've the first playoff game that I ever went to was Knicks Celtics late 80s at Madison Square Garden. My mom scalped tickets outside Madison Square Garden. So you look at it, like, I've been a huge Knicks fan my entire life. And the Knicks have got an opportunity to force a game 7, get back to the NBA Finals for the first time. I mean, they haven't been to the Eastern Conference Finals in 25 years. And, I mean, it's crazy. And now to get to a game 7 would be absolutely, utterly remarkable. It really would be.
I'm a Giants baseball fan. And before they won in 2010, it feels like they had not made a World Series in forever. They finally got there in 2002. And then had that terrible loss at the end. I mean, this having those droughts is difficult as a fan. And and the thing about it too, like, I guess maybe it relates more to Oregon, or I'm an Oregon fan, where we get in the postseason, you feel great about things, and then it just doesn't happen. And you're sitting there watching the game, like, what? Why is it not our time? Why has it not happened yet? And I feel that, certainly being an Oregon fan, I feel like that's probably a little bit of, you know, comparison there, where, like, you get your hopes up too. Like, there's always part of fandom, I'm sure that you feel this way, where you try not to get yourself excited, right? The Knicks start the postseason and you're like, okay, like, let's win the first round, all right? Like, let's see how that. And then okay, we're doing a little better in the second round. Like, you get your hopes up, right? And then they get crushed. That happens with Oregon, unfortunately, in sports a lot, where our baseball team is hosting a regional and we lose in 2 games.
Well, and Jeff, especially when you look at it this year, and listen, this game's, you know, not over yet. Everything's going to be decided in the fourth quarter. We'll see exactly what happens. But, you know, the floor is wide open to get through the East. I'm not talking about winning a championship. I'm not talking about the fact of beating Oklahoma City and beating the Thunder. That's not really in the cards. But when you're looking at an Eastern Conference where, you know, Boston and how good Cleveland was during the regular season, and then you get the Indiana Pacers, you know, a team that, you know, beat you last year when you were riddled with injuries in a 7th game at Madison Square Garden. And, you know, you have home court advantage and you're a slight favorite when this series gets going. And then to fall, if you do lose tonight, would be massively disappointing. It just would be. I don't think there's any way to cut it. And, you know, it's tough. I'll be honest with you, Jeff. Like, I haven't done a lot of shows where I've had, like, I grew up a Washington fan. They've been dreadful for years. They had the resurgent year last year. You know, I haven't been on, you know, doing radio shows for when the Yankees are on, because, you know, usually when the Yankees are on the station I've worked for, WFAN in New York, you know, they have the Yankees on, right? So, like, you know, I've been on during Ranger playoff games, which has been difficult to focus because I'm a huge Ranger fan. You know, tonight's the biggest Knick game, you know, since before I had kids. You know, I've got a 12, 10, and 8-year-old before I got married. Yeah. Like, all of these things. Like, that's what tonight represents for the New York Knicks. I know. You know, to try and get into a game 7. I love doing the radio show with you, Jeff. I love being on VEASAN on a Saturday night. But I got to be honest with you, it's tough doing a show while your team is playing a big-time basketball game.
Yeah. I did it one other time for – I got to do radio right after – Oregon beat Ohio State in the shoe in 2021. Luckily, the game had just ended. And there are times I do radio on the weekends where Oregon is playing, and it's hard, man. Not as big of a game as this, but even just like watching them play Illinois when you're on the radio, like it's difficult to hold your emotions in. Luckily for you, you have 16 minutes left. The Knicks are still within striking distance. Look, they've come back from 20 points to win 3 games in the postseason. So they're still within striking distance. They're kind of letting the Pacers be more physical than they're letting the Knicks be more physical. Is that fair to say? I don't want to be a homer for either side here, but they're letting them hit Brunson a lot tonight.
They are. I would agree with that. They are letting and it's weird when you watch this game, Jeff. Early on, they were allowing them to play. And then it was like the 10-minute mark of the second quarter that they started calling everything. Because if you go back and listen to when we started the show and, you know, that 8 o'clock hour when the game got going right around 8:07, 8:08 Eastern time, you know, you kept on saying, well, they're letting them play. They're letting them be physical. Like, there were so many things that probably would have been called earlier on in the series that wasn't called in the opening quarter. Then they started calling everything in the second quarter. Now they're letting them play again here in the third.
Yeah. So just be consistent. That's all we ask for officials, right? We just want some consistency. So let's hope that they can make it consistent here. It does feel like this is just a street fight, man. The last 15 minutes here are just going to be a brawl to see who can get home. I don't think I asked you. Did you wager on this game at all? I try to stay away from wagering games where I'm personally a fan of the game.
Yeah, I took the Knicks plus the points.
Okay.
I took the Knicks plus the 4.
I have no wagers left in this game. Siakam is already over, which is what I had. So
yeah.
I'm just gonna. Well, I guess I have Haliburton over rebounds and assists, but it's close, and I'm gonna.
But you never like that. It was one of those plays where, like, all I could think about today, like, in my kid, my wife took my kids to lacrosse, and you know, I was in charge of, you know, getting stuff ready at the house and doing a little grocery shop and taking care of the dog, doing all those things. All I thought about. Not only obviously getting prepared to do a 4-hour show with you right here on VEASAN, but obviously we're going to be on the air during game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals. And, you know, and I was like, yeah, I convinced myself. I remember I took my dog out for like a nice 30-minute walk. And during that walk, I convinced myself to take the Knicks. I convinced myself that the Knicks are going to win tonight.
So I have, can I give you my general rule in wagering on my teams?
Yeah, sure.
I will only wager on my team if it's for them to win the game outright or win in cover. I don't take points with my favorite teams because I think it's just my belief. Okay. I think it's weird to be like, to see like, oh, my team lost by 5, but they covered. I don't want to be happy. I want my team to win. That's so I don't want to be happy to win a wager if they lose. That's
I got you. You could call me. I split the baby a little bit. That's fair. No, that's very fair.
I don't
fair.
Care. No,
that's
everyone a has fair, their own way they do that, things. I'm not hating your jam, buddy. No, you bet how you want to bet. I'm just saying, like, people don't agree with me when I say this because they say, like, well, you can still make money and that makes you happy if you lose. Okay. I don't know. I want my Ducks to win. So I never bet Oregon with points. I only lay points or bet them to win on the money line. So that's my take on my views on betting on my favorite teams.
Yeah, well, it's a fair, like, and I don't take anything personal. I'm not offended or whatever, but it's a fair criticism. I didn't wholeheartedly believe.
It's not
believe.
A criticism. I'm not criticizing you. I want to make that's that clear. Fair. Like, I will amend something quickly. I will take Patrick Mahomes plus 3 points. They win those games, though. To be fair, like, it's more just like they do. I think they're going to win, but yeah.
Yeah. I'll take the points. I want to remind everybody, the hits are harder, the stakes are higher. It's playoff hockey at its best. Stay tuned and stay ahead of every matchup with sharp betting analysis from VSiN's hockey experts. Check out all of our NHL playoff coverage on the VSiN Watch app. It's Live Bet Saturday. He's Jeff Schwartz. I'm Mark Melusis right here on VSiN.